would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Come on, people, now! Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco's Sports Byline, USA. We are coast to coast, border to border, and around the world. Lots of ways around the world. Number one, American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead, drones. Can a drone listen in? Don't want to fire a Hellfire missile by mistake, but Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, you're all doing a great job. I come from a military family. I think most Americans do. But even if you don't, we appreciate all that you do to keep us safe and allow us to do this frivolity and mirth, to talk video games. And yes, this is what we do for the next hour. Well, actually for the next like 52 and a half minutes, because normally on all these networks, it is just sports, 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 and that's great. But this is video game talk, and not just sports video games, but all video games. I've been doing this show a long time, and I'd like to have you to participate for a long time. But get in tonight, get in today, whatever your time is right now. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529. Questions, comments, or concerns. I do not work in the video game industry. I am a gamer just like you, and I judge games on one criterion, and that is, are they fun? If they're fun, then we'll play them. Doesn't matter how pretty or how hyped they are. If they're not fun, then we're not going to play them. So let's talk about it. 1-800-878-PLAY. The email address is rick@sportsbyline.com. As we stream through sportsbyline.com, use that email address to win the brand new game I will give away, I should say, at 40 after this hour. And also for the cheat code request, send me that. I'll look up an older cheat code at the end of the show, rick@sportsbyline.com. Streaming through sportsbyline.com. Also, sbnationlive.com. Streaming through that website also. And on SiriusXM 211, that's the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on SiriusXM. Where are my truckers at? A semi-tough. All right. Wait, that was a football movie. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. However, you can CRN, Digital Plus 2. We're all here for you. We got an hour. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, and the lines are open at 1-800-878-PLAY. Saw an interesting article on MSN by PJ Malloy, and PJ breaks down video games, at least home video games, into nine generations. Now, we're not talking about human generations, like father, grandfather, grandson, grandmother, granddaughter, that type of thing. But each generation, as you look through it, and I've actually seen all the generations. I guess I'm kind of old. Huh? But the first generation, PJ says, is 72 to 80. Now, if you think about, you know, the one that really hit outside of, you know, you had the Odyssey and some of these other systems was Pong. And I'll never forget Pong when I was a little kid, that you could actually control something that was on the TV screen. And it was just beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, beep, bam, beep, boop, beep, right? Just back and forth. And you had the two little dials, both on the console. It was the only game that it played. That was it. And it was amazing. I mean, that sounds stupid, but it was. It was absolutely amazing. It's like, how can I possibly control something that's on the TV. It's just getting used to stuff, right? Like recording stuff on VHS and recording it on disc and then pausing live TV. Like, that's impossible to pause live TV. It's like, no, no, no. There's a little laser going down. It's still recording. You can go back to it. It's like, wow, we can do that at home. Second generation, I have no problem with the Atari 2600, Intellivision, ColecoVision. That's late 70s and really all through the 80s as well. Although when you go to the 80s, you're talking about bringing in the NES as well. And that would be the third generation. So PJ has the two generations sort of splashing together. And you could also say that the NES, and for those who had the Sega Master System, but especially the Nintendo Entertainment System, that it saved, I'm not going to say the industry from total extinction, but it was a downtime. There's no doubt. And suddenly games looked amazing and had stories and amazing characters and campaigns and, you know, the Super Mario Brothers and Legend of Zelda and Metroid and, you know, now you have the Mario genre, the Metroidvania genre, and these third generation games do hold up. Master System, you're talking about Phantasy Star, PH Fantasy, Alex Kidd. I remember playing the Alex Kidd game on the Genesis, and you had one hit point. But obviously, you can kind of see the progression after that. Fourth generation going to Super Nintendo and that Genesis. And that's basically going 8 to 16 bits. And the Super Nintendo had something called Mode 7. And that was an amazing 3D Mode 7. All it was you took the pixels and you just expanded them. In other words, like games like F-Zero and Pilot Wings. What a great game Pilot Wings was. I mean, seriously, what an amazing game and challenging as well, man. But it's basically, you know, you have something small and then it grows and grows and it looks like you're, you know, getting closer to it. But it was a great development at that time. It was groundbreaking. And you had titles like Super Metroid and Zelda Link to the Past. And on the other hand, the Genesis was doing what Nintendo didn't, and they had an uncensored version of Mortal Kombat, and a lot of people thought that the Genesis was cooler. I'll never forget going into a store where I saw the Genesis being played, and I couldn't believe the graphics on Altered Beast, which was not a challenging or fun game. You know, boom, doom, 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 doom. You basically just walk sideways. But at the time, it seemed kind of fun. It wasn't like you were playing it and you're like, God, this sucks. But at that point is when everybody got it in the system. I remember in 1991, I was going to be going to Europe for like 6 weeks. And I got my Super Nintendo the day before I left. And I thought, I kind of don't want to go to Europe now. I wanted to stay home and play this thing. I was waiting for it forever. So then you go to the fifth generation, the N64. Oh, the PlayStation 1, the Sega Saturn, and the old thing that Sony was making a CD-ROM, more or less, for Nintendo. And then something happened. Nintendo backed out, or Nintendo said, you know, we're going to do it ourselves, whatever it was. Then Sony's like, well, what the hell? Why don't we make our own? That was the story anyway. And the N64 really started to define what three-dimensional gameplay could look like with Super Mario 64 and Ocarina of Time. And then you had the PS1 titles with the amazing music and graphics and Final Fantasy VII, Resident Evil sort of revolutionizing their genre at that point. And the Saturn was a really good system. The Sega Saturn had some arcade accurate ports that were really amazing. And the outstanding creativity really made it a blast. And when I think back to the N64, to me, the two, I mentioned Super Mario 64, which just is an amazing game in every way, shape, or form. I think it stands up to anything today. But then GoldenEye. Now, you look back at GoldenEye now, and the graphics look a little bit, I don't know, maybe sort of cubist. It's like Picasso made it. But that was one of the great games on that system, and one of the great first-person shooters to come out at that time as well. And that's something that the PS1 did, is they had a game called Medal of Honor, which does not get the love as really the precursor to Call of Duty and Battlefield and everything else that came with it. That's a first-person shooter, you know. And I'm talking even the over-the-shoulder games like Gears of War and the space games like Halo and everything else. Whether you're over-the-shoulder third-person or you're going to go FPS, Medal of Honor was an amazing game. Now, it was World War II, and the way you, it looked like you, when you were holding your M1, your left arm was completely stiff and extended. It didn't really look that great. But at the time, oh my gosh, I love Medal of Honor. And I remember when I finished it, there was either a code or an option, it's so long ago now, but it was like, you can play for real now where you get one, you get hit one time and then you die. I'm like, well, that sounds like real life. And they're like, yeah, it's better. I'm like, I don't know if I want to play like real life where I get shot once and die. But that would be the fifth generation. We'll talk about some of the others on the other ones on the other side. But it's just interesting to go through and see where we're going and then where we're headed as well. I'm Rick Tittle. You want to chime in? We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-878-PLAY. And this is the Video Game Review.
Add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, welcome back to the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us. Rick Tilla with you on Sports Byline USA, also on SB Nation, American Forces Network as well, CRN Digital Plus 2. However way you're receiving us, it's great to have you with us, and you may participate at the toll-free line. Questions, comments, concern in the video game world. Don't be shy. 1-800-878-7529. Coming up in the next segment, I will give away a brand new game, as I always do. Just looking through the, PJ Malloy's article on MSN about generations, the way they were looking at it. And so we were going to the sixth generation, which to me is when it really started to get more distinct. And what I mean by that is that's when the PlayStation 2 was coming out, and that was around, what was that, 2001? And I remember going to the PlayStation 2 party at the Sony Metreon here in downtown San Francisco. That was very extravagant. Softshell crab sushi, all the beer you could drink. Every floor had a different theme. They threw a lot of money into that party, and thanks for letting me go. It was a while ago, just a little bit. But so now you could play a DVD. You could rent a DVD and play it. And then Microsoft came into the game. What? I thought Microsoft made PCs and DOS and Windows. And yes, they did. And now they also make a console. Whoa. And then Sega, they upped their game. They went with the Dreamcast, and they spent a lot of money on that. It was on the kit of many a soccer uniform in Europe. And Nintendo watches all this happen, and they say, we're not going to go high def. We're not going to go 740p, whatever it was. We're going to do these little teeny discs in a box and call it a GameCube. And everyone was like, no, you don't understand. You can't rent a movie on those discs. And Nintendo said, we don't care. Huh. The Dreamcast was the first system ever that had built-in internet support. And then the Xbox was like, whoa, we need to do that. These consoles were really ahead of their time, and they really sort of set the standard. And you kind of have the first games with the open world genre. Like maybe GTA 3 and the PS2 was the first one to do that. As always, Nintendo marches to their own drummer. And you think about, not Super Mario Sunshine, but the way that Zelda Wind Waker, one of the greatest games ever, my favorite Zelda game. And as I said before, my little memory card thing you put in, it went blank. And I didn't have the heart to start over again. I had like over 70 hours into it. But Animal Crossing single-handedly created the cozy game category. Meanwhile, Xbox came out with the aforementioned Hulu. Luigi's Mansion on the GameCube. We had Shadow of the Colossus. And some of these games in the sixth gen are some of the greatest of all time. Then, what happens next, Rick? Well, as I'm going down memory lane, the seventh generation. Once again, the PS3... the whole thing, like, you know, the PS2 is like, oh, Blu-rays. This is a Sony exclusive. It's an exclusive until it wasn't. But now everybody's playing online. And it started off PS2, but now the PS3, now you have to go online. And XBLA with the Xbox 360. Xbox 360 is still my favorite Xbox of all time. And, I mean, for the first time ever, you had online functionality and you could get a game at home. Just download it. What? Yeah. And how about, as they used to say, do they still say it? The season pass, DLC, downloadable content. Whoa. And so those hard drives on the 360 and the PS3, they were miles ahead of their predecessors. So Nintendo once again watches. And they see GTA 5 and The Last of Us and some of these other games. And what do? They're like, yeah, well, now we're really, really, really not going to do that. What are you? You're not going to do this? Didn't you see last time you should have done it? And they go, did you see our sales for the GameCube? We are pretty happy about those. No, they went with something called the Wii. Aha. Motion control. And that was very hard to get as well. I remember there was a place called Game Crazy. I don't think that's open anymore. Out here in the East Bay in Pinole. And I called a guy and he said, two people didn't show up to claim their Wiis. And we told them they have 24 hours or I'm putting on general sale. And he said, we close at 9 o'clock p.m. At 8:59, if the guy's not here, I'll sell it to you. And that's how I got it. Whew. Yeah, that was close. But then Sony and Microsoft were like, well, we also have motion controls. And they are pretty lame. Remember those ice cream cones on the PS3? And this is when you started having Wiis on cruise ships and nursing homes. And you had bowling. And then it started getting ubiquitous. And everybody had a Wii. Your grandma and grandpa had a Wii. They didn't have anything else. So 8th gen PS4. I remember waiting in line for that bad boy, getting the second to last one on day one. The Xbox One comes up. Now, this is when Nintendo, I mean, you can't bat 1,000. They're batting like 800, though. But the Wii U, it's like now you have another screen, and it's like, eh. But VR had the breakthrough now. And now you have these streaming services like Game Pass with Xbox that lets you play games without even buying them. And then Nintendo comes back. What are they going to do? What weird thing are they going to do this time? What weird successful thing, you mean? The Switch. And that means now you can play Skyrim on this big, beautiful handheld and come home and put it in the port and play on your home TV as well. And that generation was pretty nails, if you think about what they were trying to accomplish. And so that brings us now to the 9th generation, which is we're in right now, the PS5. And because of the pandemic, I had to wait 2 years for my PS5. Once again, I had to wait, me with the connections. I guess I didn't have connections. I had to wait 2 years. And the one time I could have got it, I would have had to have canceled my sports show in the morning. And I decided, oh, I'll go down after my sports show. I went down and I missed it by like 10 minutes. And that cost me 2 years. It was just a dumb 3-hour show that no one remembers. I could have regretted that. And how many times I had one in a cart at some stupid place like Walmart.com. And it says, it's in the cart. Now pay. It's gone. And then you find out the people in Eastern Europe or wherever, there are these algorithms that as soon as somebody, any store, Best Buy, whatever, Walmart.com, all these weird places, Target, as soon as it's online, the algorithm buys all of them instantly. And I remember I used to look all the time on Craigslist, not Craigslist, what's it called? eBay. And Craigslist is roommates and furniture. eBay, and they were, the lowest I ever saw was $750. And I'm like, it's already $500. It's already an obscene amount of money. $500 is obscene. But I'll pay it. I'm not paying a penny more. And so I waited. And then the Xbox Series X and S, and now we're into 4K gaming. We're into better frame rates, a lot quicker loading time, far more powerful. And look, there are some people who think that the Series X is the greatest console of all time. In terms of innovation, I mean, it wasn't really a big jump this time around, right? The Nintendo, this next generation Nintendo stayed pat on the Switch. And we're supposed to be getting a new one here coming soon. Would that mean that we're going to the 10th generation? I don't know. We'll have to wait for. But you think about how long the the PS4 lasted. And remember, their catchphrase was, it only does everything. The PS5 is still too new from 2020 to start. I mean, they're always thinking about the next thing. But it's interesting when you look back on these generations and what they have done going through. And, you know, we sort of thought pretty much in this ninth generation that we were going to have things like Stadia. And I went to enough game developers conference here in San Francisco to see that getting pushed year after year. It's like all you're going to need is a Wi-Fi connection, Ethernet, and here's this controller. It looks like a PlayStation controller. And all your games will be on your TV. You won't even have to own a console. And like Netflix, we make games. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we make Minesweeper for your phone. Yeah, we're not there yet. All right, come on back. We'll give away a game, and we'll tell you what's new this week as well. And open lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. This is the Video Game Review.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The Video Game Review.
Rise of the Game.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm your host, Rick Tittle, and it is time that we give away a game, which I do at 40 after the hour each week on the show. The way you win it is by being the second correct answer to a very simple question I'm about to ask on my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer to the question to the game here, it's Prison Architect 2. It's for the PC, the Xbox Series X and S, and PS5. I have it here for the PS5. It's developed by Double 11, published by Paradox Interactive. Here's the blurb. Quote, welcome, architects. Design and develop your own personalized penitentiary in Prison Architect 2. The classic prison builder has broken out into 3D, and it's up to you to contain it. And all the prisoners in this kind of look like me's. And it's got a cool, really nice graphical pop-down look to it. And you basically see everything without the roof. But, you know, you build perimeter walls, fences, sheet fences, hedges. I mean, you literally do have it on there. But, you know, it goes through your prisoners. I was looking at it. It says, you know, one guy's name is Warren, and he is the archenemy of Preston, and you can't have them close to each other. It says, conflict warning, these prisoners are a risk. But it says his sentence still is 118 days to go. That's actually not bad. 118. That's better than consecutive life terms. But it does, and here in Oakland on the estuary, we have these little, you have these like cranes for the port that pull the cars off the cargo ships, right? And it's what George Lucas based his AT-AT after, his AT-ATs. There is a scene with that, and the way it looks top down, it does look like Alameda, California with the estuary. But the other thing is the prisoners also can play video games. You can set them up with foosball and some other stuff as well. And then you get reward as you go through. So what I'm trying to say is it's actually a pretty fun game. And you will win Prison Architect 2 for the PS5 if you can answer this question. Is this game about designing a prison, or is this game about saving King Robert from lava?
Whoa.
You ever play? That's just, and no matter what I do on my phone, it's like, hey, you got Royal Match yet? Did you get Royal Match? Save King Robert. Whoa! Sorry. Prison Architect 2. Let me know if this is about designing a prison or saving King Robert from lava, and you will win it for the PS5. Double 11 developed at Paradox Interactive. Published it. It's also available on the personal computer, the Xbox Series X and X as well. So, yeah, check it out. There are some games where you do city building, and then you get to the point where you're like, I'd rather build something else. It's fine, you know. I remember a game on the Genesis, and it was a PC port, but it was, of course, now that I'm live on the air, I forget the name of it. It'll come back to me as soon as the show's over. But it was almost like caveman days. And I think it was a Sid Meier game. But every once in a while, you could have a natural disaster like a earthquake or a volcano or a hurricane or something. And that's all I would basically do. I think the greatest game I ever had where you had city building along with a side-scrolling adventure was ActRaiser. And so you were like a god and you float. It was such a great game, man. So good. Super Nintendo. You would float in this like Greek temple with marble columns. And then you would go by and they would say, please help us set up the crops and find this person in the cave and find this person in the rowboat and all this other stuff. And then at the end, best ending I think I've ever seen to a game. It didn't just have the credits rolled. Everybody in that village and that whole world came and gave you tribute and presents and said thank you and showed what you had done. And the only way to see that was to finish the game. And then you'd go down and you'd fight like a knight. I have ActRaiser music in this show, by the way. What? What a game. All right. Each week, except last week, because I didn't want to talk about it every week, but there has been some movement in the SAG-AFTRA, Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, with the AI and the video game strike. Yeah, it was long enough for the writers, but this has been going for a while. But on Thursday, the makers of 80 video games have agreed to the union's proposed AI terms under the condition that they abide by the union's AI rules. Those games are now temporarily exempt from the walkout, and the actors have been cleared to work on those titles during the strike. So as soon as you want to yell scab, if you're one of those people, you're not a scab. So companies that have entered the AI agreements with SAG-AFTRA include Little Bat Games. They make Vampire Therapist. Can't say I know that one. Studio Wildcard make Ark Survival Evolved. I know that one. And Lightspeed LA, which makes Last Sentinel. So the agreements also contains provisions related to compensation, rest periods, health benefits, auditions, and safety. I wonder what that means. Auditions and safety. It's like, come on in. Yeah, we don't like your voice. Beat him up. Rick, don't make light of it. Sorry. Sarah L. Mela, the chair of SAG-AFTRA's video game negotiating committee, said the sheer volume of companies that have signed SAG-AFTRA's agreements demonstrates how reasonable those protections are. End quote. So, yeah, we know that thousands of actors, voiceover, motion capture people have been on strike since late July when they did not get a resolution on AI. So the so-called interactive media agreement between the union and some of these developers, this expired back in November of 22, and we're talking about Activision, EA, Insomniac, Warner Brothers, all those. Blind Light, Disney. So the deal would require video game producers to notify and obtain consent from performers before using AI to replicate their voices, movements, or likenesses. And for me, I can't think of an easier job outside of third string quarterback in the NFL. I can't think of an easier job than having somebody call you and say, we're going to do your voice, but we're going to do it in AI, and we'll send you a check as if you were here. Sounds good. Who's going to say, no, I want to go do it. I want to drive down there. And so the union is demanding that employers inform actors up front how these will be used. Well, yeah, you don't want to have a video game company using your voice to say some horrific things. We get that. So there was a statement provided to the Los Angeles Times from video game spokesperson Audrey Cooling. And she said that employers have, quote, worked hard to deliver proposals with reasonable terms that protect the rights of performers while ensuring that we can continue to use the most advanced technology to create great entertainment experiences for our fans, end quote. So look, that the film and TV actors writers strike. We saw a lot of independent studios sign these little side deals that wasn't really at the fore. But the AI was the major sticking point that was for this group. Everybody else went back to work except for these people. So just getting back to Last Sentinel, the general manager of Lightspeed is named Steve Martin. I loved his album, Let's Get Small. What a great entertainer. Probably a different guy, I'm going to guess. He said in the LA Times, quote, Lightspeed LA has always been recognized and valued. The irreplaceable role of talent. Supporting our cast is the right thing to do, and there was never any hesitation to consider the performer protections that anchor this agreement. All right. Well done. That's fine. I'll give you an update. As I said, union strike updates aren't super duper compelling, but just letting you know, there has been some movement and 80 games are back on. Let's take a look at the new releases this week. Railroad Corporation 2 on the PC. That's heavy stuff. Terraformer TD. This is on PC, Mac, and Linux. Backrooms Media. This is on the PC.
Fake news.
Elsie. It's very anime looking. Switch, PC, PS5. Hive Jump 2 Survivors, Linux and PC. Immortal Hunters, PC. Rugrats Adventures in Gameland, all the systems. When I say all the systems, that's Switch, 4.5, 1, XNS, and PC. Satisfactory, this is a space game on the PC. Towerborn, with a silent E. On the PC, Yars Rising. That's right, on all the systems. Crossy Road Castle. This has made its way to XNS, Switch 1, and the PS5 as well. Dragon Quest Monsters, The Dark Prince. This is on Mac and PC and also on Android phones. Mirthwood. This is a PC game. Caravan Sand Witch. So, like a witch out in the sand. This is PC, Switch, and 5. Get it? Celestia, Chain of Fate. Switch and PC. Death Sprint 66 on the PC. Duckside. This is on the PC. And it's ducks with shotguns. So you know that sticker, the Browning thing? It says, if it flies, it dies. I think ducks are getting their revenge. Fabledom, PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and Nintendo Switch. Garden Witch Life, another witch game, PC, PS5, X and S, Switch. Grapple Dogs Cosmic Canines, X and S, Switch, personal computer. Line Time, time to stand in line. That's fun. Something else. Switch and PC. Lollipop Chainsaw Repop. This looks kind of like a Harley Quinn ripoff, but we'll see. XNS, PS5, Switch and PC. And Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. That's on the PC, the Switch, and the 4. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we will come on back with the cheat code. What'll it be? We'll find out right here. The video game review on Sports Byline.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. And it's time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I have one here that, well, it's almost like I'm taking the night off with the cheat code because it's very easy. This is from Stephanie. Stephanie says, Rick, how do I play as Richter in Castlevania? Well, that's Castlevania Symphony of the Night. And the way you do it, it's not a cheat. I mean, it kind of is, but you have to finish the castle. And I mean the whole castle. Once you beat the entire game, then go to the password screen and put your name in as Richter, like Andy Richter, all caps, R-I-C-H-T-E-R. Then the game will start over and then you will be Richter. So Castlevania Symphony of the Night, beat the entire whole giant castle. Then go to the password screen when the game's over and put in Richter and you can play it again. Is that tempting to you? Maybe it is. You can check it out. All right. As always, you can email me, not just for a cheat code. You can email me throughout the week, and I answer all my emails. If you have a video game query or whatever, just send those to Rick at sportsbyline.com. I want to thank everybody for listening in to another hour of the show, and we'll do it again next week right here on all these fantastic networks. We'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.